in our column in the Belfast Telegraph today, Fionnuala Meredith has suggested that we're all guilty of spending too much time on our phones and the detrimental effect they have on our attention span, sleeping habit. Not another one. Good morning, Fionnuala.
Morning, Steve.
For goodness sake, are we not sick? And we've got a phone. And if we enjoy being on our phone, columnists like you trying to make us feel guilty now for looking at our phone, looking up the news, looking up the weather, talking to people, texting friends. What's wrong with this?
I'm not sure how much we actually enjoy some of that. And it's starting to look for a lot of people more like an addiction. The reason I wrote this column in the Telegraph is I was driving along the Ormo Road the other morning, heading to town, like rush hour. Maybe
I hope you weren't getting up the bus lane.
Certainly wasn't. I'm too scared of getting caught. so you know the way, I mean, you'll know yourself, Stephen, I think you're in that way. There's a long, long queue of traffic, single lane, because you can't use the bus lane. Right, okay, so you're sitting in that inches along. It's awful. So, you know, people try to come into the main road from side streets. And I do generally let them in because you think, well, you're not going anywhere fast. You may as well be nice. So I came along the other day. It was one of the side streets off the Ormer Road. I think it was the one before Agincourt Avenue. And I noticed that a woman ahead of me had sort of turned out to try to join the traffic. And she was blocking the bus lane, basically. And she was halfway into my lane. So I, you know, flashed the light, said, go on ahead. No, nothing happened. She just sat there. And I thought, oh, okay. So I came closer and closer, flashed again. She was still sitting there, like, that's blocking two lanes of the Ormo Road. And I was close enough to see she was looking at her phone. So she actually had pulled out, right, blocking two lanes of one of the main arterial roads into the city. And she was looking at her phone now. I don't know what she was looking at on her phone, but it did really make me think, wow, and that's a problem right there.
And to widen this beyond her, why would you be concerned about grown adults deciding to spend time on their phone? It's not dangerous, for goodness sake, is it? It's not an addiction. It's what people are choosing to do.
Well, when you read the statistics about how much people are actually looking at their phones, and I include me in this, I don't do social media, but my phone has started telling me how often I'm on it during the week, and it's a heck of a lot more than I thought. I was looking at data from the Time to Log Off campaign. It's one of these campaigns where you say we should all do a digital detox. It's not good for our mental health.
Digital detox.
You know, when you see the stats, it is kind of awful. UK adults spend an average of 8 hours, 41 minutes a day on their screens. So that's actually much more than UK children.
Yeah, but you called us phone users gullible fish, stupid gullible fish.
I include myself in that. I just think that there's a problem when you can't leave it alone. Different if you're saying, right, I'm choosing to do this.
I've said that to Vinnie often. Ant Miller, good morning, Ant.
Good morning, Stephen. Morning, Fionnuala.
Morning.
What do you think, Ant?
Well, I'm in total agreement with you. I'm afraid, Stephen, my mobile phone is central to my life for business, for university. I'm currently taking on some pro bono clients and I access their bundles online. But also for lifestyle, I mean, I got up this morning and read Fionnuala's article on my mobile phone. and it's just bringing the newspaper to the bathroom these days, you know. But we live in the digital age. I mean, my television is actually connected to my mobile phone, so I can use it as my remote control.
Fionnuala's calling us stupid.
Because
we're addicted to it and we don't realise it.
No, I don't think we're addicted. I think it is a tool of modern day. You know, I'm sure people said to think about television and the wireless and cars and all these different...
I don't think there's any doubt that it's a tool for a modern day, right? But we've all... Some of us will have done this. I need to cough. Hold on. I've had a cold for about 4 weeks, we're going to say. But there's someone who I would spend a bit of time with. And they sit... I'm dying here. Hold on. They sit at dinner. If you're at a dinner with them, right? And you're mid-conversation, you look down at your steak or your vegan fake steak or whatever it is, right? And you look back up again and they're inanely going through Twitter. And they're just scrolling through it. Now, that is stupid.
Yeah, well, that's just bad manners, though. I mean, there's no way if I was out for dinner with you, Stephen, and certainly not...
No, but lots of people do this, don't they? Where they just sit, you know, you see them out and about with their friends, they're at restaurants, wherever they are, and they're on their phone.
I think it's almost...
On Facebook.
It's almost like an anxiety for some people, is that they feel like that they have to. That's what I mean about this sort of compulsive nature. But apparently 66% of UK smartphone owners reported that they're suffering from something called nomophobia. I don't even know that I hadn't come across that word before, but it's the fear of losing or being without your phone at any given time. Just obsessively checking, oh God, have I got my phone? Oh God, I better check what's on my phone. And when you're getting to that stage, that's not about enjoyment anymore. That's when you're moving into the territory of addiction.
No, and I mean, and I, you know, nobody can advocate for anybody that's being addicted to a piece of technology, but at the same time, I would be petrified of losing my phone because my entire world.
Well, there you go. Maybe you go. Petrified, for goodness sake.
But everything runs from it. All of my emails are on it, all of my work apps, my uni apps, my remote control for the television. Everything is on the mobile phone, and so that's what would frighten me. But going back to the, you know, people using it as tables.
We can't go back. It's news time. Get back on your phone. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Finola.